It's been a busy off-season here in Inchicore with 5 new signings so far, and over the next 20 minutes we're going to hear from all of them. Brandon Kavanagh and Keane Kavanagh arrived from Derry City, with striker Rory Keating and midfielder Aaron Bulger in from Cork. Defender Conor Keeley joins from Drogheda United. We'll begin with Brandon Kavanagh. The 23-year-old attacking midfielder joins us on a multi-year contract from Derry City for an undisclosed fee. The Crumlin native began his League of Ireland underage career with Bohemians before moving to Shamrock Rovers. He made his League of Ireland Premier Division debut off the bench against Bray Wanderers in April 2018 and was among the substitutes for Shamrock Rovers for their 2019 FAI Cup final win against Dundalk at Aviva Stadium. Brandon was also part of the 2020 league winning squad in Tala. Kavanagh spent the 2021 campaign on loan with Bray Wanderers. He scored 7 goals in 31 games at the Carlisle Grounds and was named in the PFAI First Division Team of the Year for the second successive season, having also been named in the Team of the Year in 2020 while with Shamrock Rovers 2. The Ireland underage international moved to Roy McBride Brandywell ahead of the 2022 campaign. He made 72 appearances for Derry City and won the FAI Cup in 2022, coming on in the 4-0 victory over Shelburne last November. Brandon scored 9 times for Derry, and I caught up with him shortly after he joined the Saints. Brandon Kavanagh, welcome to St. Pat's. How does it feel to have signed for the club?
Yeah, I'm delighted, yeah. Delighted to get over the line and really looking forward to it. I think the club just were very interested in going on to Derry, and they sorted out what had to be done, and we spoke to our manager, and we just spoke about what's going to happen in the future.
What excites you about being a Pats player?
Just coming here, I've just seen them, they've won the cup and they've done really well. I just want to be really part of it, you know, and go play in front of the crowd that's here.
Yeah, I know you've been here in Richmond Park a load of times across your clubs as an away player, and you've played in some big matches here, but to be here as a Pats player, what do you expect that to be like, particularly as big as the crowds have been and as big as they're going to be again next year?
Yeah, well, I'm really looking forward to it now. It'll be fantastic. Coming here since my kid, like, so I know sort of what the atmosphere is going to be like. I just can't wait to be involved in it.
Yeah, talk us through that. I know your granddad and your family are Pats people through the generations, and you've been coming here as a kid, as you mentioned. Tell us a little about that and how proud they are to have Brandon Kavanagh now as a Saint.
Yeah, coming here since I'm 10 years of age, all the way up, and it's just brilliant. Went to, like, there's a lot of good times here, you know, and I was Pats supporter on nearly all my life, you know, until I really turned professional. I always kept an eye on to see how the team was getting on, but the family are delighted.
Yeah, how did the granddad feel when you told him that you'd sign? I'm sure there's a big smile on his face.
Yeah, I told him to sit down. I think he got a little bit weak, you know, but it was brilliant. They're just really looking forward to, you know, I've a big clan that come to the games, and they're really looking forward to seeing me play out there.
Yeah, you're a player, I'm sure, who will excite the Pats fans. How do you feel your style will fit into how John and the team plays? Because there's lots of other exciting attacking players in the team already who I'm sure you're looking forward to linking up with.
Yeah, I think I fit in well. They play nice football, you know, and they like to excite crowd, make chances, score goals.
Yeah, I know you've been watching from afar and, of course, playing against us up to recently, and the cup final the other day was another brilliant day for the club as well. Back in Europe again next year, so it's an exciting time to be joining Pats, and I'm sure you're looking forward to what the challenge will bring.
Yeah, it's brilliant that the players have got that success, you know, behind the cup. They were brilliant that day, and I just hope everyone's hungry for more, and it's a really exciting season for next year.
Yeah, you've signed a multi-year contract as well, which shows the commitment that you have to St. Pat's and vice versa. So I'm sure that's something you're really happy with as well as a young professional footballer to really get going now over the next multi-years and see how you go and hopefully bring more success to the club.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. We just can't wait now to get in the building and get in there with all the lads, and I look forward to the start of the season.
Our next signing was Keane Kavanagh, who we were delighted to welcome back to the club. The 20-year-old striker returns to Richmond Park after spending the last 18 months with Derry City. Keane initially joined St. Pat's in 2017 and played for our under-15s and under-17s, winning an under-15 league and cup double in 2018 before moving to Scottish Premier League side Hearts in August 2019. He also had a spell with Cowdenbeath in Scotland before joining Waterford at the start of the 2021 season. The Ireland underage international spent a season and a half at the RSC before moving to Derry in the 2022 July transfer window. He was part of their FAI Cup winning squad in 2022 and made 27 Premier Division appearances last season, also playing 4 Europa Conference League qualifiers, scoring twice. So we're delighted to welcome Keane Kavanagh back to St. Pat's. Keane, welcome back. How does it feel to have returned to the club again?
Cheers, yeah. Absolutely delighted to have got the deal over the line. I've been here before, so I know what the club's about. But I'm really looking forward to it and I can't wait to get started.
Yeah, talk us through your previous spell at the club. You were here at 15s and 17s and scored some big goals and won a couple of trophies here as a kid.
Yeah, that's it. Under 15s, 17s, I played here. 15s was a good year. I've scored a few goals here for Pats, so hopefully it continues when I come. Obviously, I played with a few of the lads before, Keen Levy and Ben McCormick, so yeah, I'm familiar with a few of the boys in the club. But no, we won the double in the 15s and then went on to win the 17s. So yeah, I'm excited to be back and really can't wait to get started.
Yeah, you've been away for a couple of years in Scotland and obviously you had spells back in the league with Waterford and with Derry. So just talk us through the kind of few years since you were last here in terms of your little bit about your time in Scotland and obviously you had successful spells at Waterford and Derry as well.
Yeah, I done well when I was at Pats here and I got moved over to Hearts over in Scotland. Soon after I went to Waterford. And from Waterford I went to Derry. So I've been around the league for a few years. I done alright at Derry, scored a few goals in Europe and that was the positives last year, but it's a new challenge this year and I'm really looking forward to it. I know what the fans are like and especially when you're playing against them, the atmosphere here is unbelievable and I'm glad that it's going to be me they're shouting at next time.
In terms of the profile, you are keen, speaking to John Daly, the manager, he was saying he wants people like you, young, hungry players at the club, and you've seen over the last couple of seasons, particularly our attackers, the likes of Tommy Lonigan and Mason and others, that you know young strikers at the club have got a chance and done well, and you're still only 20, so I'm sure you're really excited to be part of that now.
Yeah, no, 100%. Listen, it's a young group that we have here, a talented group. John puts his trust in young players and that's exactly what I need right now. So.
And just lastly, the conversations that you've had with John, obviously he was a top striker himself and probably, you know, I'm sure he'll be able to help your game on the training pitch and that, but just tell us a little bit about the conversations you've had with him and again, as a young player, and what you're looking forward to working with John and Sean and the rest of the staff. I know Sean would have coached you in the academy as well.
Yeah, no, Sean was the manager of 15s and 17s. Yeah, and John, we had a positive conversation. Obviously, when I was over at Hearts, he was the assistant manager of the first team, so I kind of knew him from then. But no, look, he said positive things, and it's going to be a good season, I think. Buzzing to be here, and can't wait to get started. My family and that's buzzing, obviously, that I'm back home, and I'm happy myself. So it's just about getting the pre-season done and into the league.
Next, we were thrilled to announce the capture of striker Rory Keating, who joins from Cork City on a long-term contract. The 28-year-old, who was nominated for PFAI Premier Division Player of the Year and also named in the Team of the Season, scored 15 goals in all competitions last campaign, including 13 in the league. The former Sligo Rovers, Galway United and Finn Harpsman also played for Gateshead and made over 100 appearances for Torquay in the National League. He joined Cork City at the beginning of the 2022 League of Ireland season and played a key role in helping them win the First Division and promotion back to the top flight, scoring 13 times in the league, meaning his tally in the league over the last two seasons is 26 goals. And he sat down with me in the boardroom at Richmond Park shortly after putting pen to paper. Rory Keating, welcome to St. Patrick's Athletic on a long-term deal. How does it feel to have signed for the club?
Brilliant. I'm really, really excited. Great opportunity for me and my family going forward, and I'm really excited to get going.
Talk us through how the last few days have gone and the conversations that you've had with the club and the manager, John Daly, as well. And, of course, a difficult decision to leave Cork City too.
Yeah, it's been a very difficult decision to make, but ultimately the way things have gone this year, and it's unfortunately time to move on. And you know, I love the Cork and what the people have done for me and the club, and it's a wonderful football club, and you know, I've made friends for life down there, and I wish them nothing but the best going forward. In terms of, you know, speaking to the manager here and Gareth, everything has gone really, really well. It's been made very easy for me, and from the first chat we had, you know, I think we have the same vision going forward, and please God we can have lots of success in the future.
You've played against St. Pat's a lot over your career, particularly in the last little while. I know we were chatting before we spoke about the Cup semi-final, which you were on the wrong side of, and St. Pat's ended up going on to win the Cup a couple of weeks ago, but you got to see from the opposition side what a big day playing for St. Pat's might be like.
Absolutely, yeah. Even playing in Inchicore over the years, you know, here at Richmond, it's, you know, it's a wonderful football club. It's a great place to play football. The atmosphere is brilliant, and I'm really looking forward to finally playing here in red and not, you know, getting roared at from the fans. But it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. And the semi was a great occasion, great day. I really wanted to get to the cup final. That was the aim, and unfortunately we just missed out. But I was saying earlier that, you know, I don't want you know, days like that to be a flash in the pan, and I want to be competing at the highest level, winning cups and leagues, and, you know, for years to come, please God.
Yeah, you were getting roared at as well, because your last goal here was in fact a last minute equaliser for Cork to take 3 points away from St Pat's and make it just one. So thankfully you'll be scoring them with the Pat's fans cheering you, touch wood.
Please God, yeah, that's the plan. Play as much as I can and score as many goals as I can, and we'll get this club to the top of the league.
Yeah, you've had a really good season just gone as well, 13 league goals. Of course, there was a couple of other players in the league who scored a hatful of goals towards the last couple of days to maybe pip yourself and Chris Forrester to a four-way tie for the Golden Boot, but I'm sure your aim is to try and rekindle the form that you've had in the season just gone in your first season at Pat's.
Absolutely, yeah, that's the aim. I want to do even better next year, score as many goals as I can, score much more, so that's definitely the aim. Obviously this year it was a difficult year, but scoring the goals I did and being in the running towards the end, you know, I tried my best. I did everything I could to try and, you know, get on top, but it just wasn't meant to be. But please God, going forward now, it can be something we can do every year.
Yeah, you scored 13 goals in a Cork City team that ultimately finished second bottom in the Premier Division. So I'm sure, given where we hope St Pat's will be competing towards the other end and the quality teammates and attackers and players who might assist you and help you, you're quite excited about the potential you can have here.
Absolutely, yeah. That's, you know, big part of the reason why I'm here, you know, playing with the players that are in this squad. It's going to be brilliant, you know, something I'm really, really looking forward to. Is, you know, I've had great battles with, you know, the boys at the back and, you know, the attacking players and midfielders in this team, you know, that, you know, the best in the league. So I'm really excited to get in with the boys and, you know, please God, we'll see a lot of success going forward.
Yeah, it's setting up to be another really competitive season. Lots of teams are signing well, including ourselves, and of course a number of players under contract already for next season and beyond. So what are you expecting as a Pats player in a really competitive Premier Division next year? Of course, hoping to defend the Cup and Europe as well.
Absolutely, that's the aim. Defend the Cup, have a really good go at the league. You know, ultimately, you know, we want to win the league. That's what we're after, and do as well as we can in Europe. And if we can get to those group stages, it'd be absolutely massive for the club.
And lastly, just on the supporters, who'll all be very excited when they're watching this interview or reading on social media that you've signed as well. This place will be packed out every home game next year. You've seen in Turner's Cross the crowds that we bring to the away games as well. So to be able to play in front of them and in big football matches, I'm sure you're buzzing.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what it's all about as a football player. You know, people coming to watch you play. That's what you dream as a kid. So it's going to be great to have them following us all year round. And please God, we can give them, you know, all the success that they deserve.
Our next new signing also arrives from Turner's Cross. That's Aaron Bulger on a multi-year contract. The 23-year-old arrives at Richmond Park after 2.5 seasons at Cork City and links up with his former teammate Rory Keating. Having been part of a very successful St Joseph's boys side, which also featured Joe Redmond and Brandon Kavanagh, Bulger began his League of Ireland career with Shamrock Rovers, making his Premier Division debut as a 16-year-old during the 2016 season. He joined Cardiff City on loan in February 2019 before signing for Cardiff on a permanent deal and then returning on loan to Shamrock Rovers and then Longford during his 2 years with the Welsh club. He's also an Ireland underage international and he returned home and signed for Cork City in July 2021. Like Keating, he was part of their 2022 First Division title winning team and was named in the PFAI First Division Team of the Year and also crowned Cork City Player of the Year in the process. He made 36 appearances for City last season in 2023, 31 of them in the Premier Division. So we're delighted to welcome Aaron Bulger to St Patrick's Athletic. Aaron, how does it feel to have signed?
Yeah, look, over the moon to sign for St Pat's. Look, it's a massive club, and when I heard there was interest from Pat, so I was really excited about the opportunity. Then obviously went, spoke to John, he put his plan across to me, and yeah, it was something that really excited me.
Yeah, talk us through the kind of chats that you've had with John and how you feel you'll fit into the club here in midfield.
Yeah, look, spoke to John a couple of times. Everything he said was bang on the money. Look, he looks like a really, really good manager and someone that I'm really excited to work under. Look, obviously midfield and Pat's really, really strong, but I'm looking forward to getting in with the Fettler, the boys.
Yeah, you would have played against us quite a bit last season for Cork City as well and you know, some big games including the Cup semi-final and stuff. The view you would have had of Pats from afar and the type of football we play and stuff.
Yeah, look, play really attractive brand of football. Football that really excites me, to be honest. Look, they like to get the ball down, play nice football. And look, I worked for them last season. I think Pats were really, really good side last year. Obviously, Europe this year, they'll want to be retained the cup again, you know, and then obviously going one step closer, hopefully in the league, go as close as you can. So yeah, look, it's a really exciting season for the club. All I need to do is look on social media and and the stuff around St. Pat's at the moment is really exciting, really, really positive. And look, I'm just really happy to be part of that now.
Yeah, you're coming into a very competitive midfield as well, you know, with the likes of Chris and Lenny and others as well. So, you know, competition for places is something the footballers always want. And I know from day one of pre-season, you'll all be working together, but also kind of working against each other to try and be in the team on the opening night, which as a young footballer, I'm sure is something that you're looking forward to, that challenge.
Yeah, look, I think I need the competition. Look, it drives you on. I think it gives you that extra couple of percent. Look, if you're in the team, then you're always looking over your shoulder if the next fella that's getting are behind you, you know. So, yeah, it looks really, really good midfield. But, yeah, I think I can add to that as well, you know, and hopefully I do this season.
You've been used to playing in front of big home crowds with Cork over the last little while. It'll be the same here when you're a Pats player as well. And the league for everyone involved is a brilliant, exciting place at the minute. But to play here at Richmond as a Pats player as opposed to an opposition player, how much are you looking forward to that and the buzz that that'll give you, because you've seen as an away player what this place is like?
Yeah, look, I've played here now over a number of years, and look, it's always a really difficult place to go. I think the fans are unbelievable here, to be honest, you know. Yeah, it's going to be a really exciting place to play my football. Richmond's always a nice pitch, nice atmosphere and stuff. So, yeah, look, really excited to get going.
And linking back up with a couple of former teammates of yours from back in the early days, you would have played with Joe Redmond and Brandon Cavan at St. Joseph's Boys, so you'll have a couple of familiar faces coming in. What do you remember about those days with the lads? And it's nice to come in and have a couple of mates straight off the bat as such, even though, you know, it's a really good group and I'm sure you'll settle in well, but to have the two lads here will be nice.
Yeah, look, it'll be nice to get back in, get back on with the boys, you know. We had a really successful team at Joey's, obviously we won everything together, and look, I'm sure the aim for the three of us and then obviously the rest of the squad as well is to win more trophies here together at St. Pat's.
Our final new recruit so far is Connor Keeley, as we continue preparations for the new season with the addition of the defender on a multi-year contract. The 26-year-old arrives at Richmond Park having spent last season with Drogheda United, where he made 33 Premier Division appearances. The 6'5" centre-back began his LOI career with Shells before moving to Cabinteely, where he played over 80 times during his four seasons there. Keeley's next stop was the Northern Irish Football Premiership with Ballymena United. He spent 2 years up north before moving back to the League of Ireland and Drogheda at the beginning of the last campaign. Connor and the Keeley family are no strangers to Richmond Park. His younger brother Josh spent 4 years in our academy and made 2 senior appearances before joining Tottenham Hotspur in 2022. And Connor is delighted to be a Saint. So we're delighted to welcome Connor Keeley to St. Patrick's Athletic. Connor, how does it feel to have signed for the club?
Yeah, absolutely delighted, Jamie. It's something that, you know, once I heard about it, I really wanted to do. You know, I've had good chats with John and stuff like that, so I'm really, really excited to get going.
Yeah, talk us through how the move came about and the chats that you've had with John Daly and stuff about what he feels you'll bring to the club and what you feel you'll bring to us.
Yeah, again, look, it's been really, really a good time. Chatting with John, he's laid out the sort of expectations. He feels that I can fit in well into the club. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit difficult coming from part-time into full-time, so first experience, but I've no doubt that I'll fit in fine.
Yeah, you're 26, and as you mentioned, it's your first time in full-time football, even though, you know, your time at Drogheda, you're still training 3-4 nights a week and stuff, but it's evenings as opposed to morning. So how excited are you about the challenge of being a full-time footballer for the first time?
Yeah, over the moon, like, it's something that I've always wanted, and now that I have it, it's now time to get to work and, you know, to prove myself that I can do it. And again, there's so much going on in the club, it's so exciting, I can't wait to get in and get going.
Yeah, you had a really good season, the season just gone, playing 33 of the 36 games for Drogheda, actually beat Pats twice as well, so you'll be hopeful to continue your own personal form, and the fact that you were able to get consistent minutes in a Drogheda team that did really well, I'm sure you're hoping just to try and kick on again.
Yeah, it was a great season last season. At the Drogs, we had a really, really good team. Again, on a personal level, I think it was over 33 games we played, so it was a really, really good season on a personal level and for them as well. But look, it's something. This is something I couldn't turn down. You know, training mornings being full time, and they fully understood that. And you know, I thank them for everything they've done for me. But again, I think this is just the next step in my career.
Yeah, of course, yourself and your family are very familiar to St. Pat's already. Your little brother Josh would have played here in the academy before he went to the UK, and your parents would have been regulars. You also know a number of the lads in the first team squad, so I'm sure that'll help you settle in. The fact yourself and your family know the club already.
Exactly. Yeah. I know a lot of people in the club already through Josh. Of course, but again, I've no problem with settling in. It's only local as well. It's only down the road. So, no, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we've had brilliant crowds here over the last couple of seasons. And also the away days as well, that we're bringing big numbers everywhere. So again, I know at Drogheda you would have had really good crowds as well, but you must be buzzing to play here in Inchicore, the place will be packed over 5,000 most weeks, if not every week as well, which is great for a footballer to play in front of.
Yeah, exactly. And again, it's good to see that the attendance are growing as well, like the league is. But again, I've played here twice last season, and obviously now the crowd is brilliant. So really looking forward to getting playing on the right side this time.
And the fixture's out today as well, so an exciting day, not just you signing, but also finding out that we're going to be away to Galway in the opener before a tasty derby here against Bowes on the second night of the season. So it was nice this morning when you knew you were signing to see the fixtures as a Pats player, and a big game in Galway to start us off.
Yeah, again, look, you have to play everyone throughout the season. It's going to be a really, really good crowd down there, a really, really good occasion, but again, it's pre-season now, is all working towards that, and just can't wait to get started.
You can watch all of those interviews on our YouTube, as well as our chats with Jamie Lennon, the Mangard Plus St. Patrick's Athletic Player of the Month for November, and Joe Redman and Chris Forrester, who both signed new long-term deals this week. We also spoke to manager John Daly in depth. You can also hear from a number of the other Saints who've signed new contracts on our YouTube as well. Don't forget to follow us on X, Instagram, Facebook and TikTok for all of our updates. And keep an eye on our website, YouTube channel and thesupersaintsstore.com for all the information you need ahead of what we hope will be a special season in 2024.